This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, everybody else.
Lizards and gizzards.
It is so great to have you as usual, because otherwise it's just two guys in a room talking. And there's so much to talk about that we never know where to start these days. But
rock, paper, scissors.
I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Kutcher.
That's him. This is Turbulent Truth. And he says that he has a topic he wants to start with. So
well, yeah.
Take it.
Well, let's bring back an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
Okay. How about BLM? How about their bankruptcy that's looming? How about the fact that the amount that they have
donated... That's Black Lives Matter, for those of you that don't keep up with all the acronyms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a lot of acronyms. Yeah.
Then you can make it say a lot of things. I've heard a bunch of funny ones, but I won't get into them.
Yeah, we won't. But the sad thing about it is people were depending on it to make a difference in their community. And they were duped, flat out duped.
Oh, completely.
Period. End of story.
It was a con.
From day one, a lot of us saw it. But here we got mothers of dead children, whether they were wrongfully killed or they, you know, it happened through the circumstance that they put themselves in. Well, however you want to put it.
Right.
The point is, these children are gone, or these young adults are gone. And you got mothers thinking an organization that's part of their own community is going to do something about it.
Because Black Lives Matter.
Because Black Lives Matter. And here they are. They, up to this point, they were almost $9 million in deficit last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're of course, giving's way down, so people are seeing through it now.
How much have they taken in overall?
Oh, man, it's been like a hundred and... It's like, they got 90 right away, and then it's been like another 40, so I don't know, probably about 120 million.
Yeah, I thought it was sneaking up 150 or so, but yeah, whatever.
It's pretty high.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's enough to make you sin.
Well, it's really funny, some of the excuses that cracked me up. Well, they're activists, and then, you know, overnight they got this windfall. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But what people forget is they started way back with Trayvon Martin.
That's right.
They were in business as an organization for a long time. So if you don't actually feel or believe that you're doing God's work and that you are going to be able to serve the community you're saying you're serving, of course there's no infrastructure.
Right.
It becomes a Ponzi scheme. One huge Ponzi scheme. And so, what's really funny is they gave like $30 million to organizations. I cannot find the list of those organizations. 11 of them, I know, were other BLM chapters.
They were giving it to themselves, essentially.
Well, father of the founder, he has a business and was given for consulting $890,000. You have a brother that doesn't know anything about security, also tied back to one of the founders.
See Hunter Biden resume.
So funny you said that, because that's exactly what
the
Times said. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they're starting to compare it to all that. They're realizing the corruption within it. Part of it may have been incompetence, but part of it is also, hey, you owe me
because
of my situation. And that's where equity gets you. You know, when you believe in equity, you're going to delve it out according to your feelings and emotions, not according to truly making a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah. Equality does that.
Oh, wow.
Equality. Yeah.
Or equity.
It's done it for a long time.
Or equity actually defined like the Bible defines it, not the way we define it.
Right.
Which is more like equality.
Equality.
Imagine that.
Equality wasn't broke.
No.
Until it got woke.
Ooh.
T-shirt time.
There we go. Another one.
No, it's just, it was not broken. It works. Equality works. It works.
But the reason I bring it up is we have to start monitoring some of these things. And because the mainstream media, it might come out in a newspaper that hardly anyone reads or whatever, but it's not, the mainstream media is not talking about this stuff.
No.
At all. Not even the ones that are supposed to be, that's supposed to hold the other side accountable. They're not talking about it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I won't forget it if it's on the camera. You know that there's a, I think it was a Hodge Twins shirt that I got. I got two of them. I got a blue one and a red one.
Okay.
It says defund the media.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should have one that says defund mainstream media.
There you go.
Just to make it simple and to differentiate it. Because I don't want them to think we're trying to rip them off. We're not.
No.
A, you could probably whip our butts, and we don't really want to get into
it. I'm too old.
It's fine.
I'm too old.
Although, he no karate. No, he could hurt you.
I doubt that.
No.
No, I'm old. I can't, I don't really think I get my foot over my waist anymore.
If you could lay down, he can kick you.
That's right.
That's right.
If you lay down on the couch beside me, we'll have a stern talk.
Yes, yeah. A firm
talk.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So anyway, yeah, defund mainstream media. I feel it happening in the same way that Bud Light, now Anheuser is in, I read this morning, Anheuser-Busch is in imminent danger of losing so much shelf space across the country. That is like, that real estate is, it's
hard to get, first of all.
Hard to get. And once you lose it, it's even harder to get back because history says you can't keep it.
Yeah. And, or that you're going to do something stupid that's going to bring sales down, and then, you know, that whatever store it's in, they get a percentage of the sales, right? So it's like, okay, I need to make the sale and sell through, because if it doesn't churn,
they're about to lose it.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Well, like I said, brands.
Go ahead. Did I interrupt the BLM thing completely?
Nah, it's
where did the 90 infusion, the 90 million that got dumped, where did that come from?
So that came from a lot of the riots. Yeah.
No. They just stole things and sold it.
No. I mean, donations from the riots and raising, and a lot of famous people, a lot of business people, a little Soros action, maybe.
Government money?
Yeah.
Any government money?
You know what?
Did you and I pay anything?
I haven't looked into that yet.
I want
to
know.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing to check out for sure. But we have to hold them accountable. We have to hold all the claims accountable, right? So it's like all the things that are starting to come out with the vaccines. Over time, truth always is unveiled. It's always unveiled over time. But the problem is we live in a moment through emotion, and then we go, okay, I got all these emotions, and now I got a new emotion. I got a new emotion, and you go, wait, time out. Have you renewed your mind in the Bible? Have you sought real wisdom? And are you now looking to hold people accountable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. One of the things we work most as Christians is we're not supposed to judge. No, you're not supposed to judge others, but you're supposed to judge the fruits they produce or don't produce, because by them you will know if they are of God or if they're not of God.
You touched on the vaccine thing. Did you see the British study that came out about excess deaths?
I skimmed it and I didn't get into it. This guy went
to the trouble to apply math.
What?
It's a thing. You should check it out. It's fascinating.
Is it Common Core?
It's not Common Core.
So it's real math.
It's actual math.
It's actual
math. He extrapolated by demographic, by age, by every way imaginable to slice up the population. They applied the numbers to the British study to the American population.
Okay.
It's exact across all of it.
So
when you extrapolate it out, the number of excess deaths in this country is
almost mirror image of.
It's shocking, dude. The if you are above, I believe it's above 50, the odds of you dying prematurely, as they say, it's a 29% increase if you took the vaccine. If you're below 50, it's 46. 46% increase in the deaths of younger people.
Wow.
50 and below.
Eugenics.
If you took the vaccine.
Eugenics.
I'm just telling you.
They want less of us between AI and vaccines and all. They want less of us.
And if you're out there and you think we're so full of crap that
well, I'm sure you are out there.
Please do your own study.
Yes, don't take our word.
Just look. Start looking. Don't go, oh, let's go to NBC and see what they say, or CBS or whatever.
Start digging.
If you just have an open mind and look around.
Yeah.
Go on Rumble and put in a few search words.
Yeah.
Just check it out. It's beyond question anymore.
Yeah.
It's totally beyond question.
Yeah, because a lot of it's pointing back to actual facts and data that's being consumed, like this study. And more and more of this truth is going to come out. And that's my whole point about BLM is, you know, I think when you take a look at the root of why anyone does anything, it'll tell you exactly the result you're going to get. And when they were against the nuclear family and so on and so forth. Oh, here's my favorite part. So a lot of the black community is upset, including some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. You want to know why?
I do.
Because guess where the majority of their donations went to? What causes? LGBT. Oh, so
the alphabet people.
So the alphabet people. So a gay founder that's Marxist wanted to take money from one group and give it to.
You can't do that.
What?
That would be wrong.
No, because Marxism is great, and it doesn't ever do those kind of things. And socialism is just a stepping stone towards Marxism.
I
and
love it how you developed a lisp as yeah. you're in the middle of that sentence. Well, that was awesome. That was seriously awesome.
It's serious.
Wow.
No, I go there because it's that whole wimpy, I can't believe you're, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's this, it just reminds me of those weasels. That's why I like that voice. Those like weasley it. People. No.
Well,
but why would it happen, right? And we're fooled by all this. And guys, if you've been duped, here's the best thing you can do. Everyone wants to put their head in the sand. I couldn't believe some of the different opinions I was reading on it as I was looking for the facts. How many more making up excuses for BLM?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, no, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Let them repent. Let them get back on the same track if they're willing to. And if they're not, let them go whatever track that they're going to be on. But wrong is wrong, period. End of story. So, yeah, I think that we just need to continue to watch these kind of things and do our own research, because whatever we were invested in emotionally is where Satan's going to take it and warp it and twist it to where he keeps us in an emotional whirlwind that we never see the truth. And I think that's the majority of America right now.
So, this just popped up.
Okay. We got,
3 years after the damage is done, big tech rolls back misinformation measures on the 2020 election and COVID vaccines. Me saying those words in
literally
the last
just came
sentence,
out.
We just left YouTube, by the way. When I
yeah, we're gone. Come see us on Rumble right now.
They
away,
can say please. They rolled it back, but come try to find something that is said on Facebook about that.
Yeah.
Try that.
TurbulentTruth.com.
That's where you find the truth, turbulent as it may be. No, look at this. After flagging Gateway Pundit post on COVID links, this is that paper of some decent record these days, links to Wuhan Lab and diminishing our content for a year, Facebook now says they will no longer ban posts claiming COVID-19 is man-made. So incrementally, they're only saying, okay, it wasn't bats.
Yeah,
so they,
yeah.
But they want you to think that it's all over. It's all, they're not doing that anymore.
Right,
yes, they are.
Right, no, they are.
Yeah, if we say it may be man-made and it wasn't bats or whatever, then
it was
they won't
elephant
do it.
Farts.
But if we say they released it on purpose, it is a bioweapon.
You're done.
It was completely orchestrated by the CDC and the NIH and FDA and God knows.
Only if we were to say that.
If we were to say that.
Yeah, only if.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Not that we are.
No.
But
it would be crazy. We'd get knocked off the channel.
Rumble, rumble, rumble. Rumble, rumble. Rumble.
Oh my gosh.
So how's Bud Light doing these days?
You know, Bud Light is they're doing great.
Yeah.
There's a
their stock is way up, right? Shelf space is
not
perfect.
Good. Not good.
No?
They are now they have lost $27 billion. In market value.
And climbing.
$27 billion. On May 30th of this year, Bud Light announced in a very quiet press release that they would donate $200,000 to the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce's Communities of Color initiative. So here's the deal. They're not stopping. They're doubling.
How many intersections is that?
There's a lot of them.
That's a lot of intersections.
That's a wreck. If all those cars arrive at the same time, I want to watch it. I want to see it occur. No, they're not pulling back. They're not learning at all.
No.
They're not.
Well, because they want the Wall Street money. Because there's this there's a score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this
DEI.
Yeah, well.
And ESG.
ESG. So they want that.
Those are linked.
Yeah, they are. But they want that score.
Yeah.
So if we're woke enough, we're doing certain things, then Vanguard and BlackRock and all these big lenders that just funnel money into these companies, guess what? They get in problems, they probably going to get bailed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get more money. They're not worried about serving the actual end user.
And the BlackRocks and the Vanguards don't care, because whatever market share they lost with their investment in Anheuser-Busch through the Bud Light fiasco, they gained with the stock that they own in Coors Light or whatever else. They have so many holdings. Mm-hmm. People didn't stop drinking beer. They just switched brands. So they still make money.
Yeah.
That's who's got to get defunded. Is that a gargantuan task? No, that's God's job.
Absolutely.
I can't even imagine how you would dismantle something of that value. Although, did you hear about Sequoia Capital?
No, Gary, tell me about
this was the Biden family, Hunter. Let's just say the Biden family, the Biden crime family is what they actually are. That was one of the companies that they funneled many, many, many of their various international entanglements through. That company was owned by a chunk of it by the Chinese Communist Party, which should raise a question. I would think. That could be a neck-stretching question for some.
Yeah.
But they separated today, this morning. That part of the company is now a Chinese company, and Sequoia Capital doesn't have any involvement with them at all. So they cleaned it up. We don't have to worry about it anymore, right?
Problem is it's public record, so you can find that they did that, which is funny.
Yeah, I know.
They're idiots.
Yeah, well, when you get caught, you turn stupid. That's the real story.
When you get caught, you turn stupid.
You do. The real story with all the stuff that we can talk about in the news.
Yeah, constantly.
Here's the real story. This is the headline for all of it. They're scared to death. Mm-hmm. That's why they're getting so blatant.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why they're running so aggressively. That's why they're so angry and so vehement. That's why you and I are now racist, extremist, white supremacist. Yes, you are.
I didn't know that.
I'm not. You are.
Okay.
Without question.
Well, okay.
You're a dang Nazi. There's no question.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question.
I hate everyone.
That's why they're using that kind of beyond the pale vitriolic rhetoric. That was a lot of good words right there. That's why they're doing that. Because they don't have anything else to do. They can't argue the facts.
Well, I can take it one step further. When you play a sport and you're losing, what ends up happening, bad coaches do what?
Mm-hmm.
Get aggressive.
Yep.
Take them out. Slide tackle
just
more.
Makes you lose bigger.
But he goes more aggressive. He goes all in. Satan knows he's lost. He already does.
Well,
but he's like, let's go all in. Because
that's the last move you've got.
That's it. That's all you got left. That's why we got to keep fighting. That's why we have to stand on principles while we love others the way Jesus did. And that's the rub. That's the hard part, right?
Let's
talk about Target.
So I don't know exactly what their losses are. They were losing $1 billion a day.
I think they're up to 20. Which would
Did you say they were 60?
So it's 1/3 of their total worth is gone overnight.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that was interesting. We couldn't even find the actual number right now.
No.
Gee, the first week they came out and said $9 billion in 1 week. It doesn't stop.
No.
I mean, it's gained momentum. So it's like,
who goes back? Have you gone back? I didn't go back.
No, I haven't gone back.
I did have one sad moment. I literally had, and oddly enough, she got it. I sat down with little Eva Rose. That's her favorite store.
Yep.
When she sees something she wants, it's Papa Target. And I said, honey, we can't. Remember YouTube? How we can't do YouTube anymore because there's some fun stuff on there, but there's a lot of evil stuff on there. So it's my job to not let that affect you while you're growing up and turning into the woman that God wants you to be.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Target is the same thing. Target's done the same mistake. They've got a lot of good stuff, probably some good people there, but they've made some evil choices, and we can't go back to Target. We're still gonna be able to get your stuff. We'll find the things that you want that we agree you should have. Toys don't stop.
That's right.
Target stops. And she did get sad, I must admit, but then we talked about it some more just because, you know, you got to kind of say it and then say it again and say it again.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, you want to be like Jesus, don't you? Yes. I said, well, then we have to avoid the things that we know are evil. That's what Jesus wants us to do. So that's what we need to do. Is that okay? Yes. Okay. So what toy do you want? Let's go find it.
You know, right.
You
got
to pay off quickly.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, and we were talking about where do you draw that line, and it's pretty simple when leadership is on boards of different things that are targeting our children, trying to groom them into their theology, because it has become a theology.
It's a religion.
It is. Then it is a religion. You've got to take a look at it and go, this isn't healthy for our children. We got to stop.
Yeah.
You know, there's other brands. We use Apple, we use others that try to stay as neutral. They still talk about how they still support this side and this side, but, and they talk maybe a little more about the one side, but they're staying fairly neutral for the right. most part. So you can still use and get stuff from them that you're going to use for God's goodness, or, you know, glory.
Well, it's going to be a personal choice.
It is. Everybody. Everything.
Just because we made that choice doesn't mean you make that choice.
Absolutely not.
But the choice that you have to make is to listen to the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
For you.
Thank you.
That's your choice.
That's it.
Make that choice.
That's it. And we struggle with a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, good grief. This one hurts.
What?
I needed somebody to break this news to me and say, Gary, there are some things in life that you're going to have to withdraw from if you want to be like Jesus, because it's evil, and you're going to have to step away from the evil thing if you really want to do what God wants you to do and become the man that God wants you to be. You have to boycott Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, who has a senior vice president of DEI. That breaks my heart, dude. That breaks my heart. Unless they're just doing it as a facade and they're not really doing it, but I think they're really doing it, because if you do some background check.
Well, we know some people that are working at Chick-fil-A, we find out.
Yeah.
Make one phone call to a young man right now and tell us exactly.
Well, I wonder if each franchise can't have some independence on the way they operate. I would think some can.
To some degree, but it is pretty, I mean, they're trained up in the Chick-fil-A way, but this is at a corporate level. And again, it's one individual. It's when it permeates the whole thing and they start changing how they do business and what they're supporting with the money and all that kind of stuff. That's when it starts.
How do we find out if we really should give up chicken? Their chicken.
Pray for the Holy Spirit's discernment. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Well, until then, I'm erring on the side of no, I'm not going until I find out that I'm wrong.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Avoiding the appearance of evil chicken. No, it just breaks my heart, though, to see.
Well, everyone's feeling the pressure. Everyone's given in to that pressure. Whether it's a facade or not, it's still damaging.
Yeah, but it's the drag is when. When good people do bad things, it just grieves God's heart. And if you're trying to live with his heart beating inside you, it's going to grieve you. It grieves him when I do bad things. It does.
Yeah.
And it just, it hurts me to watch it when I know somebody knows better and they keep going down a path. It breaks my heart.
And that's the difference between confession and repentance right there.
True.
So... True. It's, you know, it's, and the thing is, it's not that they made a mistake, or it's not that they've got some clothes. We were just talking about this also over the weekend. It was interesting. Back in the 80s, when everything was going on, AIDS and all the different things, there was a big rally behind that community that just said, look, let them be them. Let us not treat them like leopards. Mm-hmm. Let us love on them. And there was a massive shift towards that. And from that point forward, my generation... We weren't advocates, but we were like, do what you're going to do in the bedroom. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's between you and God. We gave them the freedom and the respect and the space,
well,
right?
Free will.
Right? So we gave them that. It wasn't until the whole demand on trans and other things happening that's when it was like enough's enough.
It's
no longer free will anymore. Now you're imposing on my will and my family's will.
Yeah, exactly. We gave them free will and the freedom to... make that choice, and they abuse that free will to the point of taking our free will.
Yeah.
That is not the way it works, folks.
And that's where the rub is. People have, Scott, man, you've gotten very boisterous about this or very strong stance on it. I'm like, because it's biblical. And when you come after my family and my kids and you're trying to raise them for me in the ideology that you want, not the one that God's called me to do in my household, I'm done. Enough. And that's where my line's drawn very hard.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. That's why the Target thing for me. Chick-fil-A, I don't know. I'm going to do some more investigation. We'll find out. And I'll pray about it. Hey, God, show me. You know, show me what's really going on. Because the sad thing is there's a lot of good people in some of these organizations
that are
feeding their family and things of that nature. And now they're going to suffer. Now they have to make a choice.
Yeah.
And so it all is just such
This is where you were with Disney a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Going,
we both got friends that work there. We don't want them to lose. They're taking care of their families. They're doing good work. We know they're good people.
Yep.
And now
Disney has a greeter that's a trans.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and that's where the line gets drawn. Mm-hmm. Now it's like there is no question.
Well, here's a shift for you.
Okay.
And then we want to show you our new imagery and products.
We have new imagery and products?
He's been working.
Got a couple of things.
He followed through with what he said he was going to do. Doesn't happen often. We've got to commemorate the moment. We've got to. No, check this out, dude. This guy, I'm going before I even say it. I think this is a false flag, probably. I think it's another distraction. It's another shiny object, so we don't look at the fact that there's a lot of treasonous people in strong positions in our government now.
What? Yeah, treasonous people?
That's what I said, yes. Okay. But this guy was a decorated combat veteran turned UFO whistleblower. And he says, we're definitely not alone. The U.S. possesses non-human origin aircraft with pilot remains. Okay, so we all wonder what those shiny lights are in the sky.
Sure.
This guy is not just anybody. He is a decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan. He's a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA, and the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO, whatever that is. He was NGA's co-lead for UAP analysis, which is not what they call it, UFOs. He spoke with these people Monday evening, revealed he was trusted with some of America's most sensitive secrets. He's got a bunch of people that are backing him up. You can go read this article. We'll post it. I don't know what I think about it, but one of our Tennessee congressmen, Tim Burchett, who I like a lot.
Yeah.
The origin of the ORBs is unclear. Officials at DOD plan to soon deploy dedicated sensors to better track UFOs, technically known as UAPs. The current existing data and eyewitness reports alone are insufficient to provide conclusive evidence. He put all of that out, right? But then he also wound up saying, they've studied this stuff in the past. I get called an idiot for this, but I believe they've recovered craft. I've talked to too many people that are in the know that and there's some false flags out there to put out there. I've never seen a UFO, but they're in the Bible. Is what he ends with. Okay, I don't know that. I want somebody to.
I haven't read
about it.
And now, granted, I am not a scholar on the Bible.
Actually, you're close. You study a lot.
But man, I've never.
UFOs?
Mm-mm.
Some vague reference to lights in the sky, maybe?
Oh, we all know that it's just us coming back from the future to do archaeological study on what went wrong.
Oh, that's true.
We all know that. Come on. So my brother Tony, who was a priest, once said that at a conference to mess with other priests.
And it worked.
Oh!
Now, I'm assuming this is going to just be a flash in the sky.
Yeah.
But
no pun intended.
No.
It'll be there and it'll be gone.
And we'll call it a UFO.
We'll call it a UFO, exactly.
There is a full video on this, but we don't want to watch the whole thing.
I don't
want
that.
It's too much. I think there's going to be a lot of those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of those distractions.
And you named it perfectly, distractions. The more they can keep us looking at other things, we don't go back to something like BLM. We go, hey, whatever happened to all that money? Hey, what? It didn't really help anyone.
Right.
You know?
Speaking of distractions.
Yes.
There's a big one that just came on the horizon. Big distraction.
Okay.
Chris Christie. He's announced that he's running for president. That's a very big distraction. His running mate is his belt.
I was going to say, you can't see him. And I'm a big dude myself.
Oh, yeah, but not like that.
He makes
that
me look tiny.
No, it's going to be really funny. I dislike him enough that I will actually enjoy watching Trump dismantle him pound by pound. And then the other one that'll also, just for me, be pleasing, Pence. He's supposed to get in this week as well.
Why?
So, did you see him come rolling up on a Harley at some event?
No.
Leather jacket, riding a Harley.
Yeah, that fits his persona perfectly.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. They didn't talk about it, but his knitting was all in the side bags. It was all in there.
Oh, it's too much. It's just too much.
So there's going to be a bunch of them that are going to try to take the focus off of the winner.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what happens. Nobody knows.
We don't.
I
know.
Don't. But
well, here's the thing.
But if you want to place bets, I will take them.
There you have it. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, again, there's nothing to ever talk about on the show. You know.
Well, let's talk about our merchandise, because I think
we have a little bit of merch.
We have a lot.
Yeah, we've got a few new ones.
The new stuff is very well done, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
You've done a great job, as usual.
So because it is Pride Month, we decided that it was time for us to... Mm-hmm. What does it say on it?
It says restore.
Yeah.
And there's a cross in the...
In the flag. We designed our own flag for Jesus.
Yes. Because that flag is not theirs.
No, they ripped it off.
The rainbow does not belong to them. The rainbow belongs to you and me and every other breathing human. It belongs to them in the sense that God has promised to not destroy the earth with a flood again. And that's the promise. That's
just fire. It's going to be much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Fire is going to be much more exciting. I'm they say drowning is actually quite peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not going to be new, not at all. So we've got different colors. Those are nice. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so the next one that I'm excited about, I told you I posted this on Facebook when I came off my detox. The first thing I did was post this shirt.
Just a couple days ago.
I haven't looked in a while, but let me check here.
See how it's trending?
Yeah, let's see how many people thought it was a decent image. Yeah, 1,800. That's good.
1,800?
That's good. If we can get 1,800 of you to buy this shirt, we will get new drapes. we will pay cash for it.
I thought you were going to say underwear, but whatever.
No, we're going to can't go that far.
Yeah, that's a little far.
That's a lot of material.
The sewing's a lot easier on drapes.
Yes. So the Defund Satan shirt is going to be a winner. I do want to see Defund Mainstream Media. I do.
Okay.
I don't know. Should it have like little, you know, vague CNN, CBS, yada, 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 all those in the background like they did on the shirt with the backs?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. But will it confuse it? I don't know.
I don't know.
You make the call.
Yeah.
We'll see. Now, this is a good one here, brother. I think this one will sell quite a lot. This came to us just last week, I believe, didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
And yes, you all need, if you believe in the moral fiber of this country, you need to get off target. Okay? Just aim a little to the right. Get off target.
I just got a new one pop in my head, by the way.
Oh, good. You going to say it out loud?
Detox Disney.
Oh. Oh, that's good. I kind of like that.
Or Disney Detox.
Yeah.
Either way.
And then there's one more image. I know you don't have it loaded yet, but I know it's coming.
Yeah. It'll be loaded tonight.
This is my favorite. It's
a great one.
It is my favorite.
You came up
with
it. I like this one.
This thing, I will wear this. My wife will get so sick of this shirt. Would you please wear something else? I can feel it coming. It's just beautiful, man. There's early, there's late, and there's God.
Pretty much.
And that is going to remain true from now on. So get ready to wear that and be happy to explain it.
Yeah.
Tell people what you mean. Because we don't live in the moment as much as we should.
No, we're always trying to be in the past and try, oh, remember the good old days, or we're already going to the future, and that is probably the biggest thing I struggle with, is going, okay, I want to be in this moment.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're healthy mentally, you probably don't deal with the past a lot. You've dealt
That's
with
true.
It. You've prayed through it. You've
Moved
forgiven
on.
People. You've done all the things you need to do to fix that. So you don't lose yourself there, unless it's a fond memory, you know?
Well, yeah.
And I have a lot of those. I love that. I think about my parents, my family,
right.
little town I grew up in.
Some good stories from it.
Great stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not living in the past. That's honoring the past.
Yeah, it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
The future is very difficult to avoid because we all want a plan. We all want
yeah.
to know to some degree where we're going, you know, and we don't. No matter how much you think you do, you don't.
You don't.
The only thing you've actually got is that second. And now that one's gone.
Yep.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, that's gone.
When God instructs us to take every thought captive, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If not just that, but I mean, he warns us all over the place, from the, you know, the flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
To
grass withers.
My favorite probably is the one where it says, you know, I'm going to go do this, this, and this. Like, you're going to say, if it's God's will,
right.
we're going to do this, this, and this. Because if it ain't his will, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to work out.
Period.
So enjoy the moment. Squeeze every moment for the value that it has.
Hug on everyone you love.
Yep.
And if you can, hug on the ones that you don't love. And let them know that Jesus does.
Yes, he does. He is King. I'm still Gary Chapman.
I'm still Scott Kutcher.
And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
Anger and the flames. It's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you can
see. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their from your wicked ways, then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your legs. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your legs.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The hour here for heaven and I forget for sin, the hill, Ireland.
Just pretty.